tonight. Cal Poly gets ready to take on Cal State Monterey. Mott Gym, 7 o'clock. Head coach of the Mustangs, Joe Calero, joining us in studio. A Seattle guy, or at least was a Seattle guy for, what, 10 years? Over 10 years?
Well, I'm 48 years old. I lived 46 years of my life in Seattle, and I 45 years, 1 year in L.A., and was working at USC and said, Southern California is great, but there's traffic and this cost isn't. So the opportunity to come back down and be in the Central Coast and back to where there's actually sunshine, it's great. You know, we had a game up there last week, got a victory to start the year off with up in Seattle, and within 24 hours, I said, hey, I saw my friends, saw my family, and get me out of here. It was pouring rain and ready to for the Central Coast.
Now, I wanted to ask you, you played your alma mater, or not alma mater, I shouldn't say.
Well, it is. It was my alma mater. I got my master's. I went to Central Washington University and then got my master's at Seattle University.
And you ended up coaching there. And that's kind of an interesting program because they were Division II back in the way back in the 60s, they were, a national powerhouse.
Yeah.
Somewhere down the line fell to Division II status, and then you were an integral part of building it back up into Division I status, right?
Yeah, it was one of the great experiences of my life. Is basically when I was a 10-year-old kid, you know, looking back, my dad was a Seattle U alum and remembers 1958 that Seattle U with Elgin Baylor played Kentucky for the national championship, Division I national championship game. Then you go back, so here I was, you know, early 60s born, and looking at Seattle University play against University of Washington in the Key Arena / Seattle Coliseum at the time.
Right.
And playing games with 14,000 people. Then early 70s school had some financial issues and dropped Division I athletics completely and went non-scholarship Division III. Then kind of brought it back to NAI level, then Division II. And I came in when we were starting our transition to Division II and spent 8 years there kind of connecting with the glory years, so to sense. You know, the old Eddie and Johnny O'Briens and all these kind of classic old players, Elgin Baylor and Frank Olenek and Rod Dierlein, some guys that were in the NBA and so forth. So we kind of got it going there again. And then, the opportunity to move Division I is really exciting. Move the team back down to the Key Arena, and things are going great. The only issue that really Seattle's run into now is finding a conference. Mm-hmm. So they're Division I independent that had a great year last year. They won 18 games and beat Oregon State last year big, and then turned around and beat Oregon State last night. So they're beating Pac-10 teams. And here we are. We went up there and knocked them off by 10, 12 points. And now we look back and go, hey, that was a pretty good win. That's a good way to start the season off. So we're pretty pleased the way we've started and pretty excited about, you know, the opportunity to leave Seattle. That point was right because they're just transitioning, still trying to find a conference.
Well, it's great to have you here, Joe Calero. Excuse me.
Hey, call me whatever you want. Just not an F-bomb in front of me.
You must have a nickname. Or is it just Coach?
My nicknames from college were a little different, and then one of the nicknames the reporter, or shall we say the radio announcer up in Seattle, Dick Fain, with covered our game for ESPN Radio, was calling me Pismo Joe.
Did he call you Pismo Joe because you moved down here?
Yeah, exactly. Since I moved down, now he's calling me Pismo Joe.
You know, Jeff knows that guy.
I played college basketball against Dick Fain. He went went to Mount Rainier High School.
High school basketball, not college.
You said college.
You did.
I played in the NBA then. Okay.
Dick Fain's name. When they announced it on the PA when we played Mount Rainier, my first game of my sophomore year in high school, like, what did they just call that guy?
Pismo Joe. Okay, in studio with us tonight, 7 o'clock, Mont Gym against the Cal State Monterey.
For us to go up to Seattle and win the first game, and if we can kind of hold court at home and take care of business tonight, get a W, I think it's the best start in 10 or 15 years, and just getting two games off the bat and kind of making that a habit. Winning becomes a habit. We want that to be a habit for us.
Is there any
here.
Pressure with that?
There's pressure every minute
years?
We play. I mean, we tell our guys, you know, hey, the pressure basically is every single play. We want our guys to be high expectations.
And you coached a team that beat the team that beat the president's brother-in-law's team, right?
How about that? Yeah, I think
that's
him exactly.
All right, so translation goes, last Sunday we beat Seattle University, which turned around last night and beat Oregon State, which was coached by Craig Robinson, right. Barack Obama's brother-in-law.
Exactly.
How about
Michelle's
that?
Brother.
For Michelle's yes. brother. Yes. There
yeah.
we go.
Yeah, there you
connect
go.
The
Pismo
dots.
Joe. I don't know if I like the Pismo Joe name.
Like I said, that was their nickname. I don't think none of the players or coaches are calling me that yet.
People are going to start chanting that from the crowd if you're down and you got to make a tough decision. Fitz Mojo! Fitz Mojo! Head coach Joe Calero joining us tonight, 7 o'clock, Mott Gym. Get on out there and watch some fun Cal Poly basketball. Thanks for coming by, Coach.
Thanks for having me. Hope we can do this more often.
Yes.
It's Jeff and Jeremy in the morning on 93.3 KZOZ. Everything that rocks.